Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Now, of course, you might be a long-time listener to this show. And if this is part of your weekly routine, right, you subscribe and you get notified there's a new episode. And every week in you dive, you know, I'm always looking for ways to empower you, to give you insights. And you know, we don't do advice here. The whole point here is to be really a straight shooter with you. A lot of people say they're a straight shooter. They're not. They're just fucking rude. But we always endeavor to deliver something that's going to pierce, it's going to cut through something for you and allow you to see something in a new light. I was having a conversation with someone this week, and we were talking about changing your life and what it takes to change your life. And ultimately, changing your life, it comes down to some kind of alteration, which isn't necessarily a whole new life. And this conversation led me to something that I'd studied a long, 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 long time ago, about what does it take to transform your life? What's the difference between changing your life and some kind of transformation? And if I look back at my life, I think I've had maybe a dozen transformations, right? Things that just rattled my fucking cage. And so I wanted to first get into this with you this week is to have you take a little bit of an inventory and to look in your life and see, well, where have I made some improvements? Where are things different? But there might be items in your life that you don't really know, but you've actually transformed it. Like it can never go back to being the same. And that's one of the key components of a transformation. When you've transformed something, there is no fucking way back. You can't. Which means there's something distinctly different between changing and altering something and transforming something. And this person I was having a conversation with, actually this person was a client of mine, and I'd coached them on their body and their current relationship with their body. And it took us a while to get there, but we eventually were able to create this conversation where it completely transformed. And, they're now in complete, I don't want to say control, but they are now in the driver's seat of their own body, right, in a way that they've never been, and there's no way back. And that's simply because when you transform something, you completely change your relationship to that something. Like you no longer relate to that something as you once did. You have a new relationship to it. So this was, you guys might remember, you might recollect in other interviews, and I think even on a podcast or two, I've talked about my relationship with my mom, and I transformed that relationship. And I transformed that relationship in such a way that there was no way back to the old one. I couldn't. It's not that she couldn't. I couldn't. I couldn't go back. I couldn't. There was no way for me to get my head around that, to get myself back there. And that also meant then that I couldn't stir up the same old emotions around it either, because I no longer had the same relationship to it. So I transformed how that was for me. All right, you really got to listen to this and think of your own life. I transformed how that was for me. And in fact, I was able to relate to it from a whole other place. And when I could relate to it from this new place, my thoughts and actions naturally aligned with this new place that I was in. You should know that that's, and if I use the example of my relationship with my mom, that's not what people want to do with that relationship, with if they've got some disconnect or incompletion with a person in their life, if it's a parent or a sibling or whatever, or, you know, even a partner. What they're looking for is something that they can do that'll make it better. So they're looking for something that they can do that'll make it better. So if you start to think of it like that, start to think of your life like, and you could pick a dysfunctional relationship, right? Maybe the most fucked up one you can think of in your life, right? Or maybe somebody in your life's gone, right? You may be married to someone in a relationship with someone who's wrestling with and dealing with a really dysfunctional relationship. And this isn't completely about relationships, but it's a good place to examine this conversation, okay, to examine this particular framework that I'm presenting you with. So when you look at a dysfunctional relationship, when you look at a person and another person, I want you to imagine that like a world. Like there's a world there between those two people. What is it that makes up that world? Well, what makes up that world is fundamentally the past that has existed between those two people, which is mostly story, right? Like not real. And you know, I've done tons of episodes on this, on what's real and what's not real. We don't live lives of reality. We live lives of story and interpretation. You are currently living a life of story and interpretation. Some people get insulted by that rather than like enlightened by it. You should get fucking enlightened by that. Like, oh shit. You don't talk about events. You talk about events from a certain perspective with certain biases and slants. And you, whatever you come up with about those events, that's the story. Right. So I'm going to give you an example. When I used to coach people on their past and I used to do workshops, and somebody maybe had some, you know, dysfunctional relationship with, say, their father. And they would say, my father never cared for me. That's their story. That's not what happened. In their story, their father never cared. So we would have to scrape in there and actually find out what the fuck was it their father was doing and not doing? And how did they end up there? Like, he never cared for me, right? Or, you know, my mother was unattached and cold. That's a story. Now, unfortunately, when you go see a lot of counselors and therapists, they'll actually treat that like your reality rather than your reality. And those are not the same fucking things, right? Reality and your reality are not the same. So if you take a dysfunctional relationship and consider for a moment that it's a world, and that world comprises of story and drama and disagreement, and the two people that are in this dysfunctional world with each other are coming at it from their own history too. So it's the past between the two people and their history. So their incompletions and biases and all kinds of shit. So you just got to get what makes up this world. And in this world, what's really happening between these two people is an argument for the accuracy of a single story. So these two people are fighting, or at least contesting, whose story is quote unquote true. Now, I did an episode a while back about the meaning that we ascribe to things. That's a big part of your story, whatever meaning you attached to various episodes of your life. The meaning that you attached is what lives on for you. The past doesn't live on. The meaning lives on. And the associated emotions live on. Now, of course, everything I'm saying here is not fucking psychological. Everything I'm saying is ontological. Probably bothers me more than it should when people keep coming to me with psychological issues, which is, it's not my fucking field, right? My field is ontological. I'm an ontological coach. I approach a human being from the dimension of ways of being and acting, right? You're a being, you're always being. Some of those ways of being are destructive. Some of those ways of being are authentic. Some of those ways of being are inauthentic. You know, you develop yourself around me, we work out what the fuck those are. What's authentic? What's inauthentic? You're almost everything that comes out of your mouth is some way of being that you've come up with as a result of the stories of your past. So again, when you're in some kind of dysfunctional relationship, that's all that's swirling around in there between two people, both gasping for air. And often the dynamic in those situations is a dynamic of one person seeking some kind of restitution, emotional restitution. Like, yeah, you need to apologize to me and own that what you did to me and la, 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 la. And the other person might offer that, or they might say, well, listen, I get that was what it was like for you, but, you know, I never fucking did any of that. And they're like, well, no, you did do that. And so people are arguing for perspective. And so it's very, those worlds that we get ourselves into are what's toxic. It's like a domain of toxicity. I'll give you another one. The way you talk about your workplace, you're putting yourself in a world there. The way you talk about your workplace, that's your story. You talk to other people around you at work to get agreement for your story, and then it's true. Except for Tom, but he's a fucking suck up over there, right? He's a suck up. He loves it in here, but he's just a fucking suck up. Not like that's his reality. No, no. What we talk about is reality. Tom's just a fucking idiot. All right. So you still tracking me here, right? Really, whatever you're sitting right now, just nod your fucking head. I know it looks a bit stupid if somebody's watching you, but whatever. So there you are. And if you look at these relationships in your life or these situations in your life, because it's not strictly down to relationships that don't work right now, you are in a world there. And when you're doing your personal growth and development work, you're listening to this fucking podcast and reading the books, you're trying to get something that'll help you in that world that you're in. Here's my words of advice for this week. Good fucking luck. There's no way to resolve that for yourself. I'll repeat myself. There's no way to resolve that for yourself. Because you're in a fucking world. And unfortunately, by the way, for many of you, you'll die for that world. That is to say, you will cash in your aliveness. You will cash in any sense of joy or satisfaction for the righteousness of that fucking world that you got yourself trapped in. Yes, that you got yourself trapped in. That toxic domain. And this is when people come up with shit like, oh yeah, I married a narcissist, or my wife's fucking toxic. And like, stop. Just, you're in a world. You're in a, in fact, I did an interview with, my gosh, her name slips me, but she's very well qualified, you know. I want to say psychologist or psychiatrist, and very expert in her field. And so I created this ontological perspective for her this idea of being in a world where you have ways of being and acting that are naturally correlated to that world that you find yourself in. That world is compromised of stories and dramas that for you seem fucking real. And that's why you fight for it, because you're saying this is reality. And I'm saying it's not reality. It's your stories and dramas about the reality. But they're so intertwined and so ensconced in your thoughts. Like, there is no you. There's only you in terms of that world. There's only you in terms of that fucking world that you're in. That's why you can't be a new you, because you're constrained. You have to act in alignment with the world that you're in. You have to. And that's why when people talk about change, like, change is so fucking hard. Yeah, because you are compelled to behave in a way that's appropriate to the toxic world that you've gotten yourself into. You can only correlate the ways of being and acting that are appropriate to the world that you're in. So change is trying to change elements of this world, or change elements of myself, to somehow make this world better, because I have no sense that I could transform my relationship to whatever constitutes this world that I'm in. So for me, and I wrote about this in Grow Up, and if you want to listen to this podcast and then go fucking read Grow Up, I guarantee you that book will blow up for you right in front of your fucking face with what I'm saying here. You'll be like, oh my fucking God. Because in that book, I talk about my relationship with my mom, and I talk about how I got myself to question the world that I was in. And in the world that I was in with my mom, which was a fucking toxic world that I was in with that woman, all that was there was how this is for me. That was the kind of foundational piece. This is what this is like for me to be in relationship with you. And here's all the things that don't work about you. And here's all the things I don't like about you. And here's all the things that I'm saying you got wrong. And here's all the ways that you fucked me up. And la, 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 right? And all of that was constituting my story. I didn't even consider for a moment that there could be something else that maybe I'd fucking missed. So in Grow Up, I talk about how the key sentence for me in transforming that and in actually locating, man, you guys got to listen. Fuck's sake. What I'm giving you here for fucking free is gold, is diamonds, is the most precious thing that I'm giving you. This world that I was in with this woman, I'm relating to her through the terms of this world. She's interacting back with me through those same terms, constituted inside a story and drama and incompletions. And then I would say shit like, you know, when I'm around my mom, I can't be myself. Well, no fucking shit, Sherlock. Of course you can't be yourself. But that's not her doing that. That's you doing that. You got yourself into this world with that woman. The big confront is, one, that I got myself in there. And then the kind of initial shame and embarrassment of that. The guilt of the world that I'd created there for myself. And so the sentence that had me kind of question for the first time in my life was, I never knew what it was like for her. Boom. Shit. What's it been like for her? Now, immediately when that question came up for me, there was tons of fucking yeah buts. Well, even if it was my yeah, but, you know, and that's like a fucking chatterbox on its own that was part of this world that I'd constituted, that I was living in, this fucking toxic environment of my own thoughts and emotions that I was blaming her for. But I wonder what it was like for her. It was actually another world. It was a different world. It demanded that I be someone. Fuck's sake, listen. That world, I wonder what it was like for her. demanded me to be someone that I couldn't be in the world that I had created with her. I wonder what it was like for her. Oh, shit. Suddenly I'm curious. Oh, no, I'm empathetic. Oh, shit. No, I'm compassionate. Oh, no, I want to get to know her more. Because there was elements of this human being that I just never even paid any attention to. What it was like for her. So then it went deeper, right? Because now I'm like, well, what was it like for her to be 7 or 13 or 23 and pregnant or 42 and divorced? Like, oh, fuck, what's that like for a person? Oh, really? What's that like for a person? That was a whole other world start to deform. And it meant now, once I'd gotten myself into that world, I could not get myself, even if I fucking wanted to, get myself over to, it was all your fucking fault and here's how you fucked me up. I couldn't. I actually saw it as a distinct space that I couldn't occupy any longer. I could not locate myself over there because I saw how toxic it was and that I was suffering in that world. Suffering. And I had no meaningful relationship with my mom in that world. So when I started to venture into this new world, it was new, it was uncertain. It demanded me to show up differently because I had to correlate myself to the world that I was now in. And people around me were noticing. So they were like, well, what the fuck's going on with you? You know, have you changed your mind? And I couldn't articulate it at the time. I had to do a lot of personal growth and development work in the years following. But the simple answer to that would have been, no, I'm just in a different reality with this woman now. And it's as real as any other reality I've ever had with her. And as I've said before in interviews, she didn't have to change a thing.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah, that's right. She didn't have to change a thing. But here was the weird thing. Things that she would say now, that she might have said to me before, that used to fucking, you know, wind me up. She could say those same things now, and I got nothing going on about it. Like nothing. Nothing going on. She'd just do and say the things that she would typically do and say. But my reaction was never the same. Why? Because I'm in a different world now with this person. I'm in a world where these emotions, these thoughts, these behaviors are naturally, listen, these are naturally correlated to this world that I'm in. And I was authentically in that world. I wasn't faking that world. I was genuinely interested in what the fuck was this like for her? Because you can't fake a new world. You can't pretend a new world. Ultimately, what that'll be is just something you're trying to do to impact the one you're in. And you can create a new world in any area of your fucking life, a new world with your body, a new world with your career, a new world with your finances. You can create a whole new fucking world with your boss. But you'd have to confront the stories and dramas and meanings that you've been swimming in any one of those particular subjects that justify you, that justify that fucking toxic existence that you've been trying to fucking, you know, make better, sweeter, more positive, whatever the fuck you're trying to do, right? Lighting candles and rubbing fucking crystals. That's what I need you to understand. So what is a transformation? It's a new world. And in that new world, this is where all this shit about, you know, I listen to a lot of people in my genre talk about, you know, discipline and, Motivate. You don't need any of that when you're in a new world. Your actions are naturally correlated to it. That's a transformation. When the relationship that I have to this person or this situation is new, it's I'm located somewhere else now. And my actions and my thoughts and my fucking thoughts and my emotions are now in this new locus, this new location. And the more I explore this new location, and the more that I experience this new location, that old relationship, that old world that I was in seems more and more fucking bizarre. So for all intents and purposes, I'm a fucking new person. This is why when people talk to me about psychology and, you know, oh, those things are really hard and you can't do this and you can't. Yeah, psychologically, yeah, that's true. You can't. You're right. Psychologically, yeah, that's true. Ontologically, no. No, it's actually fairly straightforward. Takes a lot, takes a certain degree of courage and vulnerability and a willingness to tell yourself the truth and that vulnerability to place yourself in a new place where you're exposed and being judged. And by the way, but you're so intoxicated by the idea of this new world that that's nothing. You don't fucking care about that. You're just so lit up by what you've managed to release yourself from. So you know, when people talk about changing their life, they're talking about improving the world they're in. When people talk about transforming their life, they're talking about creating a whole new environment from which to live. And that's fundamentally different. I'm not against change, by the way. I think change can be great. I think you can make some really powerful changes in your life. You'll hear me talk about changing all the time. But it's more of an alteration rather than this kind of systemic shift in an area or areas of your life. So what's on the other end of this microphone with you right now is a transformation. This person that's here now couldn't exist in that old world. The ways of being and acting that now I share with you weren't appropriate to that world that I was living in. And of course, that world is all internalized. It's all mental, emotional, you know, this concoction of thoughts and feelings and, you know, emotions. And that's when we're talking about change. We're talking about trying to break up thoughts and feelings and emotions rather than vent a whole new relationship to something. I take responsibility for the world that I got myself into. That's one of the big key components. I fucking own it, and I own every ounce of it, and I investigate every single inch of it so that I fully understand what it was. And I do understand why I did it and why I got myself there and that it was unworkable. And then, you know, then I have the possibility of being in a whole other world with this situation. Again, situation, person, right? Like that. These are the components that I'm talking about, reinventing yourself. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I want to do, you know, the fucking conference. I want to do the online stuff for you guys because I want you to have all this. And, you know, I do want to do more workshops. I definitely want to do more workshops. I don't want to do big ones. I want to do small ones. I want to do, you know, 50 people, 2 days, intense, fucking intense. And do this kind of fucking work with people, real work that works, right? You leave there in another fucking world. You leave there in a whole different state. And people say, how did you change? You're like, I didn't. That world that I was in, still over there, it's just not appropriate to me now. This place that I've got myself located, this is where it's at. This is where I'm going to be living from. This is where I'm going to explore life from and myself from this new world that I'm in. So here's this week's little tip. If you do have somebody in your life who's stuck, stopped, feels like they're broken, the only thing you need to know is they're in a world. That's all. They're just in a world. They're in a little bubble right now. And freedom begins when you start to realize the world that you've gotten yourself into and that you're limited to being the kind of being that can function in that world. You can't be anybody else in that world. So you're limited to that. But if you can do this kind of work, then, you know, you can get yourself in some kind of new space, some kind of new relationship to someone or something. And you'll and the weird thing is, this is why people say, you know, how can you ever forgive someone? Well, you can if you want to remain in that old world with them. Again, go read Love Unfucked, right? When I talk about agreements. And a relationship is fundamentally an agreement between two people. And if there's infidelity in that, you got to declare that that agreement is now complete. It's over. But if you want to, if you want that relationship to persist, it can't be a continuation. You have to declare the old agreement over and create a whole new agreement. That is to say, by the way, an agreement that constitutes the fundamental aspects of a whole new world between you and that other person. And those old incompletions and those old things that belonged in that old world, they don't belong in this new world with you and this other person. And again, that's work to fucking do that, right? I mean, it's I'm giving you the bones of it here. There's a lot of work in it. But it's not fucking 10 years worth of work. But it does require you to engage your brain quite a bit. And you can fucking do that, right? If I can do it, you can do it. Come on. So that's what I want you to look at this week. I want you to think about, you know, not only the people around you who might be stuck in a world, but start to consider that you're in one. Pick an area of your life. Take a look at where you're stuck. Start to consider the stories and dramas that constitute the domain that that is. The ways of being that you're limited to in that world, being, I don't know, frustrated, being angry. Right? Being resentful, being a victim. Start to consider that you've put yourself in that world. That's a great place to start. And then come back and listen to this episode as many times as you need to, and then get any all the fucking books, because all the books, what I've just talked about in the last 35 fucking minutes or something, applies to everything I've ever written, everything I've ever spoken about, everything I ever will fucking talk about. This is what you get with me, right? And this is why, like, I don't give a fuck who's out there in the personal development world. They're not doing my work. They're not. They're doing some, you know, maybe something psychological, maybe something spiritual, maybe something motivational, maybe something that's, you know, strictly to do with one kind of philosophy. You know, the only reason why, for instance, I ever talk about people like Heidegger and the Stoics is because they're easily accessible comparisons to highlight what I'm talking about. That's it. So anyway, the kind of work that I'm talking about here is the stuff that fucking works, right? Is the stuff that does it, right? As I might have talked about in an earlier show, you know, I'm coaching a world-class athlete, you know, somebody who's got a tremendous reputation and is well-known in their field. And you know, one of the fundamental questions I ask this person is, every time we talk, I say, does your life work? And they have to really look, does your life work? And they have to answer the question. And for months now, this person will come on the phone with me, I'll say, does your life work? And they'll pause, they'll take a breath, they'll think, they'll look, and they'll say, my life works. Imagine being able to say that about your life. Your whole life, you look out to it, you say, every aspect, my life works. Now that is the game. All right. As usual, if you want to be in communication with me about the show, anything at all, questions, all kinds of stuff, 646-450-3203. Give me a call or text me, 646-450-3203. Email me, connect@GaryJohnBishop. But don't forget this week, you guys, you know, rate. So give me the stars. Review. Few lines, right? Could be about this episode, could be about the show. And subscribe. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe. And if you could, by the way, as a loyal and trusted member of the nation, spread the fucking word. Tell people about what we're doing here, right? Surround yourself with a community of people who want to make a fucking difference in their own lives so that you guys can use each other as you make your way through whatever you're making your way through this time in your life. All right, that's it for this week. Have a great one. I will see you on the flip side.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.